Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I am happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. 3 weeks ago, I began my new teaching titled The Gift of Love. In this study, we will examine what is salvation and its divine purpose for each man, woman, and child. We will see clearly from the Holy Scriptures the tremendous love that drove our living God into action to save mankind from eternal death in hell. Listeners, you who have tuned in on a regular basis know that my teachings are usually geared to growing in faith and as a result into mature Christians. However, this being the beginning of a new year, I want to make sure that those tuning in are equipped for the challenges coming in 2022. Being equipped comes from first and foremost having the greater one in you, which is Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Therefore, this study is a fundamental teaching for those who have not yet received Jesus as their Savior and Lord, and for those who want to know more about their salvation in Jesus. I encourage each of you to invite those loved ones who have not yet received the gift of love to tune in each Wednesday to hear and receive their salvation in Christ. Jesus wants each of us equipped with his word to be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, and we can do so by first accepting his gift of love, then knowing our rights in Christ so that Satan cannot deceive us with his lies and deceptions. In brief, salvation is the spiritual and eternal deliverance granted by God Almighty to those who accept his conditions of repentance. Salvation is obtained through faith in Jesus alone. Salvation is not based on man's works, but by the work completed by Jesus, and in him alone does man receive redemption. Please turn to the book of Ephesians, where we find our foundational scripture. I will be reading out of the NIV Bible, unless otherwise stated. Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to read verses 4 through 9. Again, Ephesians 2, starting with verse number 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. In brief, God's plan of salvation goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. In the book of Genesis, we can clearly see that after Adam sinned against God by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, man's fellowship with God was severed. What was most desperate about this act of disobedience is that God had given Adam all authority and dominion over all the earth, and this includes being the legal representative of mankind. As such, Adam's one act of disobedience negatively affected every person born into this earth realm, the plant life and animal life. All were now subjected to the curse of sin. Adam's disobedience caused spiritual death, leading to physical death, and mankind was no longer in spiritual relationship with Almighty God. In short, Adam gave Satan the right to become ruler over the earth. And each child was now born with a sin nature, condemned to eternal death in hell. God's purpose for salvation is to redeem his relationship with mankind. God is holy and cannot abide among sin. In order to satisfy the penalty of sin, God required innocent blood to close the spiritual separation between him and mankind. Salvation through Jesus is the eternal gift of love from God to all mankind, in which we are cleansed from all our sin, past, present, and future, and made spiritually alive again. As a result of accepting Jesus as our personal Savior and Lord, we are once again reunited with our Heavenly Father, who created us for His good work. Jesus paid the cost of salvation with His blood and life. For this study, we will be examining agape, A-G-A-P-E, which is the God kind of love that never fails. And God's love never fails because God is love. It is the essence, nature, or character of God. He is love, and His love toward us will never change or be defeated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We were reading scriptures that express God's love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Please turn to the book of Ephesians for our last passage for this expression of love. Ephesians chapter 5, we're going to read verses 1 and 2. Again, Ephesians chapter 5, starting with verse number 1. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Now I want to highlight a couple of things in these two verses for emphasis. Let's start with verse number 1. Those lovely words spoken at the end that says, dearly loved children. That's who we are in Christ Jesus. We are dearly loved children. Then I want to reread verse number 2. Because it is so important that we learn to walk by love. And we know how to operate in love because we are going to imitate Christ. The way he spoke, the way he operated in this earth realm is the way his children, you and I, those saved by the blood of Jesus, should be operating. So the verse says, walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us. And Christ loved us when we were yet sinners. He died for us so that we would not have to go to hell for all eternity. And then it goes on to say, and gave himself up for us. Yes, he gave his life up for us so we would not have to pay the penalty of our sins as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. So family, this is so very important. When we operate in this earth realm, we should want to operate in love because of the love that was expressed to us through our Savior and Lord. Here is how God's love in each Christian should be expressed. Now we're going to be talking about how we should express the love that God has shared with us. For those of you who were with me from our study on the fruit of the born-again spirit will be very familiar with the fruit of Christian love. So please turn to the book of Galatians. We're going to read Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 24. Galatians 5, starting with verse 22, says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its ungodly passions and desires." Now, this passage, these three verses that we just read, is really the way we should conduct ourselves in this earth realm. And I'm referring to those of us who have accepted Christ as Savior and Lord. So let's start at the very top, verse number 22, because the fruit of the born-again spirit is easily identified, and it includes love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So each Christian should do a self-examination. Are these fruits growing in you? When you deal with other individuals, whether Christians or non-Christians, are you operating according to the fruit of the born-again spirit? Again, are you developing love, joy, peace? Are you developing forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness? Are you developing gentleness and self-control? If not, then you need to repent and start growing in the fruit of the born-again spirit. Then in verse 24, it says, I'm going to read the whole verse again. "Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh." That is our job. We have been cleansed spiritually from the sin nature, but then we have to make a choice in the natural to operate according to the Word of God. That's our responsibility. We must stop doing what the world is doing, the sinner. We must operate just like Jesus Christ. We must crucify the flesh with its ungodly passions and desires. That is what we must do. And we can do it in Jesus Christ. We can do it by just holding our tongue, paying attention to the actions that we're taking, and not allowing Satan to tempt us and then fall for the temptation. Amen. All right, let's continue with Colossians chapter 3. We're going to read verses 12 through 15. We're talking about Christians expressing the love of God in this earth realm. Colossians 3, starting with verse number 12, says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Verse 15, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful." This is a tall order, Christian, because we know that there are ungodly people in this earth realm, and Satan will use them to come to try to steal, kill, and destroy you. They will betray you, and they will use ugly words and actions to get you off course. But when you put yourself in the place of Jesus Christ and how perfect he was, and yet they crucified him, they spat on his face, they scourged his back, made him bleed, tore his skin off. When you think about his wonderful example of being the peacemaker, being a loving example, then it's easy to say, I can forgive. I can choose to let that hurt go in Jesus. So I want to point out a couple of things in this passage, starting with verse number 12, because God's chosen people, this is how he sees us. We're holy and dearly loved. We have to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. These are the attributes that should be growing on each and every Christian. And when we do, we will draw the multitudes to Christ, because we will always have words of encouragement, words that are uplifting and not tearing down. What a wonderful world we would live in if each and every one of us would choose to be like our Savior and Lord, peacemakers, loving, kind, gentle, humble, gentle, and patient. Amen. Then in verse 13, it says, bear with each other and forgive one another. This is very important, family, especially in the body of Christ. Christians fighting Christians is not acceptable. It is not good, not for them individually and for us collectively. Don't allow your feelings to get in the way of forgiveness. Make sure that you first check yourself out. Make sure that you have not done something that is ugly towards someone else. Maybe the wrong words were chosen when you spoke to that individual. But be the peacemaker, even if it was nothing. Even though you never said or did anything to try to hurt someone intentionally, extend that hand of forgiveness. Mend that relationship so that there are no hard feelings among the brethren. Amen. Then in verse 14, it says, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Truly, the word love and the word action of love is what assists us in this day-to-day walk as Christians. We have to learn to love just like God loved, unconditionally, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And then in verse 15, the last part of that verse says, you were called to peace and be thankful. We were called to peace. We are the peacemakers. And it's up to us to do what God has called us to do, to settle disputes in peace, to operate with love and compassion so that others can come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. All right, let's continue with how our godly love is exercised. It is exercised through obedience. Let's see what the scriptures have to say. Please go to the book of John. John chapter 14. We're going to read verses 15. We're going to drop down to verse 21 and read 23 and 24. Jesus is speaking. John 14, starting with verse 15, says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, this word keep means to do them. So, if you love Jesus the Christ, then we are to do his commandments. Verse 21, whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Here is very important. Verse 21, the very beginning says, whoever has my commandments and keeps them. Now, If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, Jesus lives in you. So you have the commandments available to you. And of course, they're written in the Holy Scriptures. But it's more than just having a Bible of your own. It means that you know what those commands are because you've studied His Word. And then more importantly, you are doing His Word. Let's drop down to verse number 23. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Again, verse 23, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Anyone who loves Jesus Christ is doing the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is found in the Holy Scriptures. If you are not obeying His word, you do not love Jesus the Christ. And then I love that last part of verse 23 that says, make our home with them. The Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ will make their home with those who are obedient to God's word. Verse 24, anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. So here we can identify, are we truly disciples and followers of Christ, or are we by Christians by name only? So if you are not doing and being obedient to the word of God, you are not truly a disciple of Jesus Christ. So this is how we can gauge our growth in the word of God, in our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Are we being obedient to His word? Let's continue in the book of John, chapter 15, one verse, verse 10. It says, if you keep my commands, again, Jesus is speaking, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remained in His love. Listen, listener, this is very important. Keep my commands, Jesus is speaking, and keeping His commands means you are doing or being obedient to His word. When we do, we will remain in His love because we have the protection of His word in us. So this is why it's so very important to find out what the word of God says and then do the word of God. Let's continue with 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. 1 John 5, verse 3 says, in fact, this is love for God, to keep His commands, and His commands are not burdensome. I love this verse because it says, if I want to show my Heavenly Father that I love Him, if I want to show Jesus Christ that I love Him for the work that He completed for me, all I have to do is follow and be obedient to His word. Keep His commands. And His commands are not burdensome. They're not burdensome because they bring peace, joy, comfort, love, prosperity, goodness, mercy. All that is good comes from doing the word of God. And there is no burden on doing the word of God. Amen. All right, let's finish off this particular section with 2 John verse 6. 2 John verse 6 says, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to His commands. As you have heard from the beginning, His command is that you walk in love. Amen. I love this scripture because it really sums up the teaching that we're doing about the gift of love. Again, this is love. This is how we express love, that we walk in obedience to God's commands. As you have heard from the beginning, His or God's commands is that we walk in love. Amen and amen. Well, family, I would like to take this opportunity right now to share with you the gift of love. You may not have yet received salvation in Christ, but here is your opportunity. For those individuals who have not yet received Christ as their Savior and Lord, and for those who are not sure they are saved, I would like to offer you the opportunity to accept salvation in Jesus. To receive the gift of love, please repeat out loud the following prayer. God Almighty, I am a sinner and I need a Savior. I need Jesus. I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that you raised him from the dead. I thank you for forgiving and saving me from all my sin. I receive right now Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for eternal salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone that spoke this prayer out loud in faith are saved in Jesus Christ. Welcome to the body of Christ. Your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life forevermore, and you have eternal life in the Savior, Christ Jesus. If you've accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, we would like to rejoice with you. Please contact us by way of our website at kccfc.net or call us at 816-446-7615. We want to hear from you. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.